Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, how many of you open Christmas packages this evening? Hey, oh, look at here. Yeah, they're ready. Watch these. They may skip out early, so keep an eye on them. Okay. And, of course, a lot of people do it on Christmas Day. Do you hang stockings? Huh? People have that custom, hanging stockings. Is your tree artificial? Or is it real? Do you decorate outside as well as inside your house? Christmas customs, every family has them. And Christmas just wouldn't be the same without them. Or so we think. Well, Christmas customs are meant to get us into the holiday spirit. They can easily become Christmas chores. Just another list of stuff that you have to do. If that happened, it's time to set aside the customs. Set them aside and get back to the basics. And the basics are to listen to the story, the Christmas story of the shepherds. Just listen. The night on that first Christmas must have seemed like any other night to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem. All of the sheep had been gathered in, and there was nothing left to do except to keep watch, visit with one another, and stay warm. The quiet routine, however, was shattered when an angel of the Lord burst onto the scene with the bright light of God's glorious presence, unmasked, unexpected. That's how the angel arrived, just as God continues to enter into our lives and hearts. How did the shepherds react? Well, they were scared. They were terrified. That's not surprising, I don't think. What's your first reaction when the phone rings in the middle of the night and you fear the worst? It could be a friend calling you because your son or daughter was in a fender bender. Or grandma calling that grandpa is not doing well at this moment. In the same way, the shepherds must have feared the worst when they saw God's messenger standing before them. Had he come to announce that it was judgment day? If so, were they ready to be judged by the righteous God? But that's not why the angel came. Do not be afraid, the angel said. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Just by listening to this message, the attitude of the shepherds changed. The fear was replaced with joy, great joy. The Savior had been born in Bethlehem, just as the Old Testament prophets said he would be. And by listening and taking to heart this message, the shepherds learned that the Bible could be trusted. It was true. They also learned that this child was not just human. He was God, as he was called the Lord. But most of all, the shepherds were overjoyed because the Savior had not just come to save a select group of people. The angel said that this news is for all people, all people. There was no Christmas trees there. They weren't eating turkey or having treats or eating a ham. But the shepherds were happy. What made that first Christmas such a merry one? Listening to the angel's message. In the same way, our Christmas will be merry if we celebrate as the angels did, by listening and taking to heart the angel's message. Jesus has come to bring peace, to bring peace to all people. He did that by dying on the cross, forgiving all of our sins, unasked and unexpected. God intervened in history to forgive us and give us the promise of eternal life in heaven through faith in Jesus. But the shepherds were not just content to hear this message, were they? They wanted to learn more about the Savior, this Savior. And so without delay, they went off to Bethlehem. It's kind of interesting that they didn't debate whether they should go or not go, or whether it was convenient for them or not. They didn't even worry about their sheep. Who's going to watch the sheep? They just rushed out to find more about the Savior. Friends, we too should not be content, not at all, to hear about the Savior, but to hurry to Bethlehem to see the Christ child. Don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied just to make note of Jesus once a year in the Christmas carols or the Christmas Eve service, but come and learn about him often. God's plan of salvation is awesome, totally, totally awesome, and has many facets to it. The more you listen to it and learn about it, the more joy that it brings into your life, and will prepare you to face any kind of difficulties you may have to. Well, there is nothing wrong with looking forward to Christmas, the customs that we all have, you know, opening presents, sharing Christmas dinner with loved ones. Those customs can never, ever replace the real reason for our joy at Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior from sin. Celebrate tonight or tomorrow morning. Read again this text in Luke. Celebrate like the shepherds by listening to the angel's message. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.